Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Yesterday, I read for you a story from Genesis chapter 13. The story centers on two men. The name of the one is Abram, and the name of the other is Lot. Abram and Lot. And they are closely related. Abram had a brother whose name was Haran, and Haran fathered a son named Lot. And when Haran died, Abram treated Lot as his own. In fact, they are so close that in verse 8 of Genesis 13, Abram says to Lot, "We are brothers." These are no distant cousins or two men somehow loosely related in a genealogy. A lot of what we learn about the nature of their relationship comes from Genesis chapters 11 and 12. But when we catch up with the two of them, they've been on the move. And verse 1 of our passage tells us that, "So Abram went up from Egypt to the Negev, he and his wife and all that belonged to him, and Lot with him." That is verse 1 of Genesis chapter 13. Abram and Lot are closely related, and there is something else that is true about them. They are both wealthy. They're rich. Genesis chapter 13 verse 2 says, "Now Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver and in gold." In those days, farming made a man rich, and same as today, so will owning a lot of silver and gold. Genesis chapter 13 and verse 5 says, "Now Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents." So Lot is also a rich man. All those flocks and herds and tents tell us so. Uncle Abram and his nephew Lot, rich relatives, both have ample bank accounts. And this causes conflict. Listen to Genesis 13, verses 6 and part of verse 7. I'm reading Genesis 13, verses 6 and 7a. "And the land could not sustain them while dwelling together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to remain together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock." There is not enough land for all the animals owned by these guys. They're on top of each other, and conflict breaks out between the herdsmen for Abram and the herdsmen for Lot. Many times, this is the reason we experience conflict in families. We're on top of each other. There is not enough space. And when we do not have a natural boundary between one another, arguments take place and disagreements break out. And what we get is conflict. Pastorally, I one time counseled a family that had four teenage girls living under one roof. This family was going to move from one apartment to an even smaller one, and the parents were concerned that their daughters were not going to handle the new living arrangements very well. Sure enough, within weeks, they were at each other's throats. The move led to a quick and difficult conflict in their home. It is ongoing. Maybe you have a similar experience within your family's home. If so, keep this in mind as we proceed through the rest of the story in the days that follow. Living with conflict in the home is a stressful experience for you. If you are happy to get out of your apartment or house this morning just to get into your car and drive, or if you dread going home this evening, then you know something about the strife Abram and Lot were dealing with, as they were members of one family. And there will be more to say about the nature of their conflict on the next edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.